This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Getting you ready for your day ahead. Power Up. Weekdays 3 to 6 a.m. on Power 98.7.
24 minutes to 6, Power Up on Power 98.7. Now we are talking. 0861-987-000, that's the number to call as we move on to our next conversation. Since it's Stress Awareness Month, apparently teachers are highly stressed. To talk to us about this, Carol Surya, a psychologist and co-founder of WISE. Teaching, it turns out that it's a high stress profession worldwide. According to a recent UK study, teachers experience more stress than any other workers. This is obviously exacerbated in the South African context, where we have poverty, mental health issues, violence, crime, gangsterism, domestic abuse, child abuse, substance abuse, and a whole lot of issues. Joining us now is Carol Surya. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Well, thanks, and you?
Great, and thank you very much for taking this time to talk to us. I mean, quite worrisome that the mother of all professions, teaching, is rated as one of those professions worldwide that has so much stress. What is that based on, Carol, and how accurate is this accession, as it were?
Well, yes, it is very worrying indeed. It is accurate, unfortunately. If one unpacks it and looks at it, you know, psychologically, we can see that the roles that teachers are playing are very complex. So obviously, primarily, they're needing to teach, right? They're needing to educate. However, because it's young people, young children who are developing, they also automatically fall into a role of some kind of emotional development and social development that they're having to hold the space for those youngsters. They are, in fact, filling many, many roles, and in South Africa even more so, because, as we know, so many of our children are vulnerable or orphaned, going through so much stress, as you've just said, themselves. So the teaching profession, as much as it's a devotion for many, many people, you know, they go into the profession very idealistic and it's something that they're called to do. Unfortunately, within some years, it becomes extremely stressful.
And maybe take a few steps back, if we may, that it's Stress Awareness Month, and as WISE, you've decided to put the spotlight on the importance of helping teachers to cope with their high levels of stress. Who is or what is WISE, Carol?
Yes, thank you. It's our NGO, and it stands for Wellbeing in Schools and Education. Mm-hmm. So myself and co-founder, we've always been very excited about giving children the tools to really become well or feel like wonderfully whole and complete and emotionally sound human beings. However, we soon started to realize, as we were focusing on the children, that those who work with children, particularly educators, are themselves really stressed and not emotionally and physically and mentally feeling that well. So in order to help children, we encompass the educator and the parents as well at WISE. We offer trainings, and the trainings are predominantly with teachers, with adults, and then we also do some work in the schools ourselves, you know, through our volunteers and through some different projects where we do the work with the children. But we know that the teachers need so much support.
Mm. So what sort of support are you planning to give the teachers in this case to cope with these high levels of stress?
The first module of our training is personal well-being. So what the teachers do, or a de-stress day in the case of if they can't come for 2 days, then we do a de-stress day. So we give them mindfulness tools. We focus on helping them learn how to breathe. We assess their stress levels and help them with very easy physical relaxation skills, mindfulness techniques, and obviously help them look at their stresses and see areas where they can change their stress levels, which amazingly happens quite radically once they have some tools. So yes, we cannot change the environment. We cannot change things that are going on perhaps in their school systems, obviously in their country, their families, but we can help them change their attitudes. We can help them identify what stresses, what the stress is doing to their body and mind, and give them very easy techniques to reduce their stress levels.
Earlier on, we touched on the possible causes of such stresses that teachers face on a daily basis. And a lot of us are very quick to judge and blame the teacher where we see a video of a violent outburst or violent action from a teacher, you know, against a school child or a scholar in that regard. How do then issues like, for instance, violence in schools, aggression from kids and many other societal issues around school children affect teachers in this regard?
That's such a good question. You know, when I was doing a lot of rural work, I was always so stressed by seeing teachers, by getting into situations like that where you see a teacher becoming violent. And as you've just said, unfortunately, it's an accumulation of stress. It's a build-up on the teacher's side of many, many years of stress that has not been relieved and also of a lack of tools and resources. And then if you think of the classrooms in South Africa being, you know, far larger than they're meant to be, and then the children themselves being through their own trauma, having problems with restlessness and aggression themselves, many times it all becomes way too much for teachers. They're dealing with their own stresses at home. They're often looking after other children's families even and taking care of their own personal challenges, and then coming to a workplace that is rife with behavior challenges. You know, so, and then obviously they need the classroom to be cooperative in order to teach. So many, many times it's out of sheer desperation and helplessness, and sometimes their own unresolved emotional issues, which is what we also do tackle on our more intensive personal well-being.
The teacher's workload, I mean, a recent report released by the GMT, the DGMT, the human factor, citing teachers reporting that their workload has quadrupled over the last 2 years. And as a result, they suffer extreme pressure to get through a curriculum that is just too full. Does that also play a role where even the working conditions themselves are not necessarily conducive in terms of the workload?
I believe so. I definitely believe so, because when there's pressure to get through a curriculum, you can't approach your day in a calm way when you know if I don't finish this, then this is going to be a consequence. So that kind of pressure, and although it might have been, you know, the curriculum design might be well-intentioned, etc., if it's too much pressure, then it's going to have these negative spin-offs. And it pushes up the stress load a lot.
Another factor that might play a role here, Carol, is the issue where many people believe that teachers, to a certain extent, have been disempowered, with students now having more rights than the teacher.
Well, I think society, we've seen a lot of, we see that as a big reflection when you look at technology. So many parents are feeling disempowered too, because children have access to such a lot of information, you know, via devices and the internet. So, you know, sometimes there's the argument thrown at us or asked, you know, shouldn't corporal punishment just be allowed? We were not so unruly. We don't take that view at all, because we know as society evolves, of course, it's a wonderful and very healthy measure that there isn't corporal punishment. However, what was not put in place, I believe, we've seen that there just needs to be these tools. So when teachers have healthy and appropriate well-being tools and their own well-being is in check, and particularly like one of our resources is a book that I've written, Parent Magic: Raising Kids Positively. We work on specific healthy discipline recipes in there that work amazingly without any kind of punitive measures. So it's a philosophy that if we're looking at it from that angle, we could actually say, oh, these teachers are disempowered, not actually through the children, but also through a lack of that kind of training. And I know in that Human Factor report, there was also an article about the training of teachers. You know, there are challenges there that in the teaching profession, there's not that as much put onto nowadays onto all of the emotional, and it's definitely not their own emotional well-being, but on emotional development.
Have you seen successes in terms of talking to teachers and trying to get them to deal with the workload, the work stresses? Can you share with us some of the success stories and the responses?
We are very pleased with our successes. Our big pilot project, which was in the Western Cape, started in 2017, which was a group of almost predominantly of teachers. Their stress scores went down measurably, significantly within a 6-week period. And then we've continued to work with them several months at a time, different little modules. And because of these very easy physical techniques like shoulder rolls, breathing tips, something we call tear up or recharge, where their feet get put up and changes the blood flow, little techniques like that that they are using in their own home and in the classroom are making a massive difference. So, yes, we're very happy. I mean, some people's blood pressure has even changed from coming on our training. So there definitely are measures, and this is what's so exciting at WISE, that we know that what we're offering absolutely works. It's just spreading it. That's the issue.
So how do you spread it around? Do you go school to school, or do schools come to you, or do individuals come to you?
NGO is relatively young, and so we are constantly trying to secure funding to actually spread, to be able to go out to big groups and spread it in that format. A lot of people hear about us, you know, like through Facebook or media, and then they will approach us. And on our website, we actually have the different little training buttons where the one is De-Stress Day, which is you know, for teachers on a weekend day. As we secure funding, then we're able to get larger groups together, where they can even go through the more intensive 2-day personal well-being, which has a full 4 to 6 week sort of homework integration period and a follow-up, so that we really ensure by the time we get through to the follow-up that it's not just a nice training day that helps them relax, that they really deepen in this work and they are already then applying it within their classrooms.
For those who would want to maybe possibly get more information on WISE, how do they get in touch? Is there a website?
They can go to our website, which is just www.wise, WISE.training. And then, of course, on Facebook, it's the full word. So facebook.com/wellbeinginschoolsandeducation.
All right. Okay.
Before and there's the email address of info@wise.training.
Okay, before I let you go, let me squeeze in one or two callers. Philemon.
Hi, good morning, my brother and your learned guest.
Good morning, Dr. Phil.
Just to be a set eye on the topic, you know, we globally, teaching it's a very stressful profession because you need to be everything. You need to be a parent 1 minute, a social worker, a financial planner, a psychologist, a policeman, check whether children have got drugs or whatever. And you know, children come from different backgrounds, and you as a parent, you play the part of the role of a parent in a that sensitive school situation. The other issues of job overload. In the past, teachers used to be given more educational support, but today I don't think with technology and automation. We need to empower our teachers to play that role. Another one is the issue of the job insecurity. You know, it takes 6 months to produce a real teacher from a college. Now, people are thrown into a lion's den without development, without mentors, without sponsors. People who carry them through until they become and lack of the support from the educational leadership. You know, there are some schools which are surviving on their own, only to be assisted by educational authorities at a later stage. Now, what is the ways of assisting teachers? We need to use an international instrument called an ASSET. ASSET means a stress screening tool, which can be periodically used to help teachers to manage their stresses. Okay. Otherwise, they will be burned out and end up feeling anhedonia. You know, not having interest in the teaching, their work, their life, and their work-life balance will never be the same. God bless you. Bye bye.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. Carol.
Yes, I really agree with Dr. Phil's assessments there. Very, very important was what he was saying is also the support that's now not forthcoming in the classroom. And I think you might know also in that human factor report that there's a huge shortage of teachers.
Yeah, and
we have 12.3 million children, but only less than 400,000 teachers.
Mm. And we end up with very big classrooms that are not manageable, and the teacher-student ratio is just too big at times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing I forgot to mention, those teachers out there who are hearing this, please be assured that, you know, there are things you can do. You can empower yourself. We've put our stress test questionnaire, which is based on an international stress test, we've put it on our website, an English and an Afrikaans version, and it's only 10 questions, and you can score yourself quite easily.
Okay.
And we are always amazed at how high the stress levels are, but then look at it, start to take your power back, put aside time for self-care, because compassion fatigue is a huge challenge.
Carol, thank you very much for taking this time to speak to us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
That's Carol Surya there talking to us about... you know, a study that finds that teachers are highly stressed. And I mean, it's something that we have seen many a times. And it's scary how these are the people who effectively, you know, are the ones that should carry the future, teach our children for the future.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za. Or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.